Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you need to Google image Tilly Norwood.
Tilly Norwood. T-I-L-L, right?
That is correct. Like Dilly Dilly.
Well, I know sometimes there's an E in there. All right, she's just Tilly. Like an old lady.
She's an old lady?
Well, the first thing that popped up was an obituary.
Oh, well, that's not the Tilly Norwood you need to see.
It's like this lady here popped up who looks like a wonderful school marm.
No, Google image Tilly Norwood. She should pop up. Maybe not. Oh. What are you doing over there?
I literally Googled Tilly Norwood, and it's from Atkins Cobb Funerals and Crematorium, and I got this old lady. It just seems like she's the sweetest old lady you've ever.
I'm sure she was wonderful, but we're not going to be talking about her.
Okay, now I see this.
You see Tilly Norwood?
Some sort of actress here.
Yeah.
There's an Emily Blunt story.
Yeah, what do you think?
Now I'm just seeing Emily Blunt. Oh. Tilly Norwood. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, what are you doing, Tilly? She looks very young.
Okay.
And that makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
All right. So what am I?
What is the significance? Why did I have you Google image Tilly Norwood?
Yes.
You're making me uncomfortable.
And while I will tell you that she is an attractive girl, she looks like she's about 15 years old.
She's not.
Which, again, makes me feel weird that we're talking about her.
Yeah. She's not that young.
Okay.
She is AI. She's fake.
Oh. But she's a fake actress?
Yes. And she has been hailed as the next Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman.
Okay. But
and
she's not real.
Big names in Hollywood are not happy because there is actually interest among talent agents.
Yeah, I see right here. Hollywood talent agencies are fighting to sign AI yes. actress Tilly Norwood.
Yes.
How can you?
Yes.
Boy, I'm confused. So someone created Tilly Norwood. Why wouldn't I just create my own Tilly Norwood that looks exactly
Aha!
like Tilly Norwood, but name her Jilly Nordstrom?
Well, herein lies the problem. Comedian and technologist Elaine Vandervelden?
Technologist is a thing?
Apparently.
That sounds like well, something that I make up.
It does.
Quite frankly.
Agronomist?
Elaine Vandervelden
yes.
wrote,
technologist extraordinaire.
To those who have expressed anger over the creation of my AI character, Tilly Norwood, she is not a replacement for a human being, but a creative work, a piece of art. Like many forms of art before her, she sparks conversation, and that in and of itself shows the power
that's not art.
Of creativity.
Isn't that just, yeah, I don't know how that's art. You just, but this is what I don't understand about this. Like, what I mean, I guess she could do commercials.
Yeah, she can do roles.
But you could. How are you going to have her in a movie?
Well, they use CGI stuff all the time. You can do a green screen, put an actor out there, and then just do their part of the conversation, and she does the other. You edit it in, and there you have it.
But why would anyone pay for Tilly Norwood when I could just make my own? And like, so let's say like I want to make a movie, and Tilly Norwood's like, it's going to cost $8 million to hire Tilly Norwood. I'm like, or get this. I can just make up my own that looks exactly like her and F you and I don't have to pay a thing.
Well, I think some of it comes down to...
We're this dumb and this is what we want?
Some of it comes down to, in Hollywood, you just have this... Like, you just have this likability or, like, on-screen presence. Like, maybe you can't create a Tilly Norwood that people like. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can try to create a hot, but she may not be as... as big of a box office smash.
Like
as
the AI
Tilly
that they've actually applied to her is better than maybe the next person could do. And
well,
so they've created like a Ferrari of AI characters, kind of.
Right. Or they have something that your AI character does not.
Why are we in a race to destroy humanity? Like, why are we? Has there ever been anything in the history of the world that wants to end itself more than we, the people? Like, what are we doing?
Vanderbilt said, I see AI not as a replacement for people, but as a new tool, a new paintbrush. Just as animation, puppetry, or CGI open fresh possibilities without taking away from live acting, AI offers another way to imagine and build stories. I'm an actor myself, and nothing, certainly not an AI character, can take away the craft or joy of human performance.
Boy, if we're dumb enough as a society to buy into this and see movies and want these sorts of products that these things are happening, then I guess whatever happens to us, we deserve it. You will never see me pay a dollar to go see a movie starring an AI creation. That just...
what if you didn't know? Like, what if you went to see Tilly Norwood and you just...
I'm like, man, that Tilly Norwood...
she was really good.
Boy, that is something else. Yeah, I mean, I suppose if it gets that good, maybe, again, we're going to blur that line. But again, I asked the question, why are we doing this?
And you know what else? Tilly Norwood's not going to have any political affiliations. She's not going to be problematic and do something stupid in the media because she's made up and not real.
So again, but someone's still programming her. Sure. So we're just... Again, we're trying to destroy humanity faster.
Yeah.
Like we're like, hey, let's see how quickly we can just take away any sort of individualistic, like, integrity, love, beauty that we have. Well, already it's coming problematic. There were there was an article, I might have been in Vanity Fair a while back, where it was talking about like sexual dysfunction and anxiety disorders in like young people and like body dysmorphia. This stuff is like at all time highs because no one wants to like meet anyone. Like the photos that young people are putting on dating profiles, like an Instagram, they know it's not them. So when they show up, they know that they can't meet the standards. So people are literally building dating profiles and like Instagram stuff, but then not wanting to actually meet the people that they could meet.
Because they'll be found out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your end game doesn't actually work.
No. And so, like you have men and women that refuse to, like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To have sex with because they don't want to take off their clothes because they know that everything underneath is not real. But they also are obsessed and want to put out the image of it being real. And it's like we're creating this entire world of just terrified like kids and young adults that have no idea what's reality anymore. And they were like doing interviews and they had a couple kids like, and I mean kids, the people that were like 18, 19, 20 years old, they were like, well, that's my reality. If everyone thinks that's the way I look, then that's the way I look. And they're like, well, no, like, that's not the way you look. Everything you do is through a filter. And they're like, yeah, well, I would rather live through that filter, even though like you're paralyzed by doing anything out in public because it won't be through a filter. And then someone else was trying to bring up, are we going to live in a world one day where we can all like wear, like have something, whether that's something on us or what we see, we can project what we want to look like. That there is this person that wants to like live in a utopia where like you could wear something that would make you look like that, even though you don't really look like that. Like we're constantly trying to like blur reality because it's just, and I don't know. I just find that fascinating. Now we got Tilly Norwood.
Tilly. She works, man. People like her. She's going to make money.
Yeah.
And she's cheaper than hiring Scarlett Johansson, probably. So,
is there something, too, that they didn't make her, like, overly hot or overly sexual?
Probably. It's like she's, yeah, just... I would imagine
every person, yeah.
I would imagine she is fine-tuned to the nth degree for likability on screen.
Yeah, appealing to all the masses not pissing off any small groups or
and
whatever.
Therein lies why AI, you're asking why, that's why.
Yeah.
Because it can create something that we haven't seen a human yet have all of those characteristics.
Is it also terrifying, as someone points out, you just created a woman that you can control and make do whatever you want. And that, to me, again, is terrifying. Like,
yeah,
you're creating an actress that, like, if one of my favorite directors is Quentin Tarantino. I love everything Tarantino's done.
Who's that?
He's just some guy. You know, he's kind of a blowhard. But I love his work. One of the things that Tarantino gets criticized for, though, is some of the violence towards women in his movies, right? He takes some flack for that. And when you're filming a movie, you know, whether that's a violent scene, whether that's a sex scene, whatever, you have to have a negotiation between the actress and the director, right? I'm going to make you comfortable. This is, you know, some back and forth in taste. How creepy is it that you've now created a character in your movie that you can literally do whatever the hell you want with, and she has no say in it whatsoever? You're literally creating someone, you're creating a digital slave that will be at your beck and call, and putting that in the hands of Hollywood. Nothing weird or creepy about that at all.
Is it better that she's not human for those reasons? I mean,
but again,
case could be made.
But I guess, again, this goes back to like that article I read, the Vanity Fair article about like the reality of it. But if every one of the actresses that we have does everything that we want at the beck and call, this is the same thing as the dating profile. If every young man wants to date an AI version of a woman because he can do whatever he wants with her and she can't say no, she doesn't push back, what does that do to someone's brain when they actually have to interact with a real person that, believe it or not, doesn't get to do everything, will not do everything that you want her to do and may have opinions of her own? It sets up this weird world that, again, to me, destroys reality. Destroys me. No one thinks that's weird.
I mean, it's kind of weird, but, you know, whatever. That's why we drink.
Somebody said skedaddle.
Man.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
That's right. Only good can happen.
Listen to your fearless leader, will you?
Only good.
It can only good happen.
Yeah. Oh, man. This,
who the hell knows? Who the hell cares, huh?
Stuff like this
right?
creeps me out.
All right, coming up next, Beast Games at it again on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.